Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.1, Introduction to Data Product Management. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Product Management in the Data Product Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definition of data product management, an overview of the data product lifecycle, and identify key stakeholders involved in data product management. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to define data product management, describe its lifecycle, and recognize the various stakeholders involved in the process. Main content definition of data product management. Data product management refers to the process of overseeing and guiding the development of data-driven products. This encompasses a variety of tasks, including identifying user needs, defining product requirements, and ensuring the product's successful launch and ongoing improvement. Traditionally, product management focuses on tangible products. However, data product management extends this concept to include products that are primarily data-driven, such as analytics tools, dashboards, and data APIs. In the context of finance and fintech, data product management plays a crucial role. For instance, consider a budgeting app that helps users manage their finances. Here, the product manager must understand the specific data needs of users, such as tracking expenses and income. They must also define the product's features, such as visualizations and alerts, ensuring that the app effectively addresses the user's needs while maintaining data accuracy and security. Overview of the data product lifecycle. The data product lifecycle consists of several key phases that guide the development and management of data products. These phases include ideation. This initial phase involves brainstorming and identifying potential data products based on user needs and market opportunities. Product managers gather insights from users, stakeholders, and industry trends to formulate ideas. Development. Once a viable idea is selected, the development phase begins. This includes defining product requirements, collaborating with data engineers and data scientists, and creating prototypes or minimum viable products, MVPs. During this phase, it is essential to ensure that the product aligns with user needs and business goals. Launch. After development, the product is launched to the market. This phase involves promoting the product, collecting user feedback, and monitoring its performance. Successful launches require effective marketing strategies and clear communication of the product's value to users. Maintenance and iteration. Following the launch, ongoing maintenance is crucial. This includes monitoring product performance, addressing user feedback, and implementing updates or new features as needed. Continuous improvement ensures that the data product remains relevant and valuable to users. In a finance context, imagine a real-time market analysis tool. The product manager would first identify the need for such a tool by researching user pain points. During development, they would collaborate with data scientists to ensure the tool is capable of processing large datasets accurately. After launching, the team would gather user feedback to refine the tool, adding features based on user requests. Key stakeholders in data product management. Understanding the key stakeholders involved in data product management is vital for successful product development. Some of the primary stakeholders include product managers. They are responsible for defining the vision and strategy of the data product. Product managers act as the bridge between various teams, ensuring that everyone is aligned with the product's goals. Data engineers. These professionals focus on building and maintaining the data infrastructure required for the product. They ensure that the necessary data pipelines are in place to collect, store, and process data efficiently. Data scientists. Data scientists analyze data and develop algorithms that drive the product's functionalities. Their insights help shape the product's features and improve user experience. Users, ultimately, the users of the data product are the most crucial stakeholders. Their needs and feedback drive product development and enhancements. Engaging with users through surveys and user testing is essential for a successful product. Marketing and sales teams. These teams help promote the product and communicate its value to potential users. Their insights into market trends and customer preferences can influence product decisions. In a fintech example, consider a mobile banking application. The product manager will work closely with data engineers to ensure that user transaction data is secure and accessible. Data scientists will analyze user behavior patterns to improve the app's features. Continuous communication with users will help refine the app, ensuring it meets their needs. Conclusion: in this lesson, we defined data product management, explored the data product lifecycle, and identified key stakeholders involved in the process. Understanding these fundamental concepts is crucial for anyone looking to excel in data product management, especially within the finance and fintech industries. As we move forward in this course, we will delve deeper into specific aspects of data product management to equip you with the necessary skills for your career advancement. Reflection questions: how would you define data product management in your own words? Can you identify a product you use regularly that exemplifies the data product lifecycle? Describe its phases. Who do you think is the most crucial stakeholder in data product management, and why?